7:39 as we jump into taking a look at the behavior of others so that we can feel better about ourselves as we jump into the weekend. All right, the first story comes to us. I'm hoping this was not the classiest night of this woman's life. You see, on Sunday, police in Loganville, Georgia, caught a couple having, well, relations in a pickup truck. And they were in a Waffle House parking lot. Scattered, smothered, diced. Anyway, yes, they were both drunk. The man's name is Frank Lucas. His blood alcohol was 0.154. The woman's name is Rachel Gossett. Her blood alcohol was 0.216. In fact, she was so hammered that when the cops busted them, she tried to put a cheeseburger onto her foot as a sandal so that she could go away. Both were arrested for public drunkenness and loitering. Oh, is there? I don't know. Why is it just funny to me?
The cheeseburger sandal is.
Well, it's a pickup truck. You're drunk and you're in a Waffle House parking lot. Really?
Well, that's good eating at 2 in the morning at bar time.
That's not what they were doing. All right, so we go now to one of our favorite cities or our states in the whole world.
That's Florida, right. Again?
Florida. On Wednesday, a 25-year-old burglar tried to get into a house in Naples, Florida. Kind of a stupid place to be breaking into things, but that's okay. Anyway, he decided he was going to break in Santa Claus style, which, yes, that means he decided to slide down the chimney. He got stuck. He and his accomplice ended up aborting the mission, and the accomplice had to call 911 for help. Help. Yeah, can you? Friend was cleaning the cleaning the chimney. Really, took the fire department 30 minutes to get the guy out of the chimney. The guy suffered minor injuries, was taken to the hospital. He's been arrested for burglary. And he did about $5,000 worth of damage to the chimney.
Now, wait a minute. But there are millions of kids on Christmas Eve who tell their dad, don't start a fire tonight, Dad.
Yeah.
How's Santa going to get here?
Shut up, kid. It's magic.
Well, Santa knows he'll use the door for us.
The magic fire extinguisher, son. Now, we move now our attention all the way across the pond to Poland. A 56-year-old man in Poland by the name of Marek recently went on a drinking binge and passed out on a bench where someone found him and then called paramedics. When they got there, they checked his pulse and decided, yep, Marek's dead. Luckily, they ended up being wrong about this, but he realized it a bit too late.
So Marek wakes up, he's on the slab in the morgue, or he's about to be loaded into the crematorium or something like that?
Several hours later, he woke up in complete darkness and freaked out, started screaming for help. No one heard him because he was in the morgue in a body bag. He eventually managed to get out, but in the process, he fell off the table, crashed down on the floor. Now he's suing the hospital, says that he has nightmares about doctors doing an autopsy on him while he's still alive.
That would be a legitimate lawsuit, wouldn't it? If you were declared dead and put in a body bag in the morgue, you could sue somebody over that, couldn't you?
I think he may have a case. Hospital administrators are defending their decision to put him in the morgue and say that the staff was just following protocol because they honestly believe he was dead.
Does that count? Would that count in court? Hey, we thought he was dead, really?
I thought he was dead. He looked dead. Did you check his pulse? No, we're a hospital. We're not. Oh, that doesn't help, does it? No, he looked dead. So there it is. If you're going to go on a drunken, will you sit down? You know better. All the time you do this. You know what we do now. We make people feel better.
It's my favorite part of the show. A quick look at the news.
We bring you down, we lift you up.
What, like you got other things to do?
Gee, let me count the ways.
By the way, I have a response to your...
I'm sure you do, and I don't care.
Entertainment sports is where we start off. 2020 anchor Elizabeth Vargas. I didn't even know 2020 was still on the air. But 2020 anchor Elizabeth Vargas has checked herself into a rehab for alcohol abuse. Friends say they should have pressured her to do it months ago, but, you know, hindsight is, well... Matt Lauer and Al Roker got their prostate exams live on the Today Show yesterday.
How'd that go?
This is creepy.
Well, they say they were the first people to be handled this way on NBC since Conan O'Brien. And you thought the mayor of Toronto was in the news for crack, huh? Thank you. Thank you very much. There's no word on when Richie Incognito will return to the NFL, which actually this is good news because it now frees Anthony Weiner up to use that name as his new online handle. I am Carlos Incognito. President Obama says he feels good that he backed gay marriage. Then there was that awkward pause when he was asked what else he feels good about accomplishing as president. Not much. Toronto Mayor Rob Ford says that he's not perfect. It's true. One night he locked himself out of his house and had to spend the entire night in his car smoking crack. Mark Zuckerberg is in the news. It says his sister came out and says that people should sometimes take a break from using Facebook.
Never!
However, the sister of the Winklevoss twins said that taking a break from Facebook was actually her idea. And that has been a quick look at the news. Please, please, I beseech you, use all the information for good and not for evil.
If I lost something, I lost it. Normal parents have. It's like, okay, did you lose something? Your keys? What was it in your pants? Well, what jeans? Were you wearing jeans? Well, let's look for those jeans. That's how you help, not my mom. If I'm looking under the couch, I guarantee my mom's right behind me like, oh, what? What's under the couch, Joseph? Is it your keys? Did you lose your keys again? Now I gotta ask my mom for help. That's the worst mistake I can make. Mom, I'm late for work. Do you know where my keys are? Joseph, did you just ask me where your keys are? Isn't that a stupid question? That is a stupid question, Joseph. Excuse me, person that does not drive my car. Do you know where my keys are? That is stupid, Joseph. Why don't you ask me where my keys are? I'll know the answer to that. Go ahead, Joseph, ask me. Come on, ask me right now. Mom, do you know where your keys are? Of course I do. Of course I do, Joseph. I know where my keys are all the time. You know why, Joseph? Because I put them in the same place that I always put my keys. I hang them over here, oh, on this wooden plaque that says keys.
Breaking news, the latest weather, around the clock on WSAU.